tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Getting close, it seems, to a final vote on President Trump's budget bill in the U.S. Senate. CBS's Caitlin Huey-Burns.
Vice President J.D. Vance has been here all morning, ready and willing to break a tie vote if necessary.
President Trump is in Florida to get a look at the new migrant detention center that's been dubbed Alligator Alcatraz.
We'll keep people where they're supposed to be. This is a very important thing.
CBS's Aaron Navarro.
State officials say, at least for this first couple of days, it'll be capacity of about 3,000 beds. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says once the full facility is completed, it'll be about 5,000 beds.
Brian Koberger, the man charged with killing four Idaho college students in 2022, strikes a plea deal. Our legal contributor, Caroline Polisi.
They're getting a conviction right away. They're getting the absolute guarantee of life behind bars without the possibility of parole.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin released the fifth annual report of the Governor's Task Force on Broadband Access on Monday. According to the report, roughly 93,000 previously unserved locations and about 163,000 households and businesses were connected to high-speed internet service in the last year. The report also recommended allocating additional state funding for broadband expansion, as well as prioritizing both the deployment of fiber technology where possible and alternative options in more difficult-to-reach areas. Tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents could lose their health care coverage under the federal budget bill being considered in the Senate. The American Hospital Association estimated that under the proposed cuts, over 30,000 Wisconsinites would lose their health care coverage and rural hospitals would lose over $600 million of revenue over the next 10 years. The organization specifically noted two western Wisconsin hospitals that could be in danger of closing, Aspirus Stanley Hospital and Mayo Clinic Health System Oak Ridge in Osseo. A number of popular forestry and woodland sites in Barron County now feature educational signs for residents to learn more about the areas when they visit. Funding for the signs came from the former Barron County Woodland Owners Association. Over the last couple of years, the county updated and redesigned 20 of the most popular sites and added the new signs to trailheads and gates leading into the forest areas. The signs feature a map of the trails as well as an explanation of some of the forestry and conservation practices being used to maintain them. The Eau Claire Fire Department says they responded to a pair of water rescues involving tubers on Saturday. Officials say two people were rescued from the river near the Lake Street Bridge early Saturday morning. Another group of four people was rescued near the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire footbridge and taken to shore at Hobbs Landing. Nobody was reported injured from either of the rescues. Fire department officials are warning residents that water levels are high right now, which could make conditions on the Chippewa River unpredictable and potentially hazardous. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks wave goodbye to Damian Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Basketball. Damian Lillard no longer with the Bucks. ESPN reporting after two seasons, the Bucks have waived Lillard and they will stretch out the payments on his remaining $113 million contract. Today, they've acquired Miles Turner from the Indiana Pacers. Turner has agreed to a four-year $107 million deal with the Bucks, plus a player option in 2028. Damian Lillard, who first suffered a blood clot, then a season-ending torn Achilles, will be out for nearly a year rehabilitating that injury. Other changes? After seven seasons, Brook Lopez, no longer the center of the Bucks, he signs a two-year deal worth $18 million with the LA Clippers. The Bucks, however, bringing back guards Gary Trent Jr. and Kevin Porter on two-year deals, and forward Taurean Prince on a two-year contract as well. Again, the Bucks releasing Damian Lillard and signing Miles Turner from the Pacers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to the low 60s for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a slight chance of a late-day thunderstorm at a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin state budget, good, bad, what's going on with that? Dan Schaefer will join us to talk about that. Darren Von Ruden and Wisconsin farmers in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Medicine is this. The sun dries your unfurling wings and you stand commencing with new wisdom. Medicine is this. We are alone, each in our own body. Yet like roots, intertwining trees below the forest floor, we connect each to each to each. Medicine is this. An awareness of transience, eternity held in a single moment. The moment held with a steady gaze, researcher, teacher, patient, doctor, the connecting circles of those who care. Medicine is this. We are here beside you, beholding you. We listen. We pave a path girded by scientific discovery and remain here with you as you feel the gentle warmth of health. Medicine is this. Ever education that teaches love, that teaches justice, that teaches speak up, that teaches pride, that teaches the colors of the many threads which weave among us, that teaches us the long arc of mending and care. Medicine is this. A life you dream becomes the life you lead. You sit at the bench, searching for an answer to many nights, the puzzling paths ending at the secret garden's locked gate. And just when it comes, the very question you need to turn the key, you connect with those around you, and you smile curious as morning light to see what the day will bring. Medicine is this, masks and shields and gloves and glass. A door from today opens to tomorrow, an overture, a chance to breathe, to sigh, to smile. Medicine is this, a gaze from a waiting room window, your body no longer scripted, your fingers tap quietly. You rise to the call of your name, to a receptionist's bright smile, while above the helicopter brings a new family to the wide arms of healing. Medicine is this. Long nights, long hallways, infinite pages, hard choices, fatigue felt in bones, yet clocks become calendars, neophytes become seasoned and welcome, as they had been. All who come to learn, connections like bridges through generations, each knowing more, each contributing as the community of medicine nurtures insights to full flower. From the promise of green buds to the sun-tipped splendor of blossoms open to the world. Medicine is just this. Us. We are medicine. From a baby's first blinks in the light to a patient's guided steps after surgery, we are medicine. From a grinning preschooler as her end-of-treatment bell rings to a friendly check on a colleague after heartbreak shift, we are medicine. From the first white coat to the cap and gown, we champion the head and heart of research to understand, to pioneer, to transform science into hope. We are medicine. All of us shining points on a great linked sphere. Together we learn. Together we teach. Together we discover. Together we share. Together we heal. Together we are medicine. That's medicine. Audrey Schaefer. She's a doctor. And this is the Tom Hartman Show I'm Jefferson Smith, sitting in, honored to do so. The call in number here is 202-808-9925. What medicine is this? The bill that barrels through, that struggles through, that fights through the United States Senate right now. That will then have to fight through the United States House. And by the way, by fighting, I mean not much fighting. Because there is a one-party leadership within the government. That one party is the Republican Party. And to be clear, not the Republican Party of 150 years ago. Something worse than the Republican Party, even of Ronald Reagan. Something worse than the Republican Party of George Bush. Something worse, even the Republican Party of Donald Trump, because of his shenanigans, it clouds the consistent damage that this movement does to the country. It seems that the most powerful, the most important topic for today is, in fact, this bill that it hasn't yet passed. If there were a pro-democracy media overall in this country, if we had more purpose-driven communications avenues, not just oligarchic communications avenues, if we had a Republican Party that resembled Republican parties of some decades past. I don't pine away for it like it was a panacea, but it's a fact that it has gotten worse. If we had members of the U.S. Senate who were, in fact, moderates, if there were eight moderates who were Republicans in the United States Senate, if any of those things were true, this bill would not pass. It would have to be vastly different for this bill to pass. Estimates are 17 million people losing their health care. Even if you aren't one of them, you will know someone impacted by this. And because there is such a bubble of media coverage, because 30%+ of Americans get their news from a Fox News echo chamber, and because the current president, the current Speaker of the House, have no compunction about being fundamentally dishonest about the bill, they don't even know that it's going to cut their health care. They don't even know they're going to lose their Medicaid. They don't even know that rural hospitals that can be the leading employer in deep red areas, to the oblivion, to the lack of awareness, or I should say the obliviousness of many of the local residents who are sucking on the tube of Fox News. It will impact rural communities the way they don't even understand. Not because they're smart enough, not because they're not smart enough to understand it, because who's going to tell them? Because the Democratic Party has underinvested in rural communities, because the progressive movement is underinvested in rural communities. Paul Wellstone invested. Because the major donors to pro-democracy causes have underinvested in communications and media infrastructure. Who will tell them? Fox News will tell them. And what will Fox News say? Fox News will say what Mike Johnson says, current Speaker of the House. What will Mike Johnson say? No, no, no. It's not going to cut Medicaid, except for anybody who does any arithmetic and pays attention. The good news is most Americans know this bill is bad. Support for it hovers below 40%. Somewhere between 20 and 40%. I think 19 to 39% is its approval rate. Maybe even down to 29%. Let's call it ballpark a third or in favor of the bill. The current power structure that runs the country, for anybody who gets grumpy about Democrats, understand they do not run the country. And to be clear, it ain't their fault they don't run the country. It is the fault of the people who voted for and supported and built the movement that is running the country. The team that's in charge, that is manipulating the rules of elections, changing the rules to benefit the few, They are not telling us. They are not telling enough of the people what is actually happening. We have a chance still to tell, to say what is happening, in the hopes that some more people listen, so that some more people can follow the courage of Tom Tillis, who's willing to give up his U.S. Senate seat, so that Susan Collins can't pretend to be a moderate, can't pretend to be compassionate, can't pretend to be pro-democracy while she votes for this thing. So Lisa Murkowski can't pretend to be a balanced leader and vote for this thing. And so maybe, maybe, maybe there's another if Rand Paul holds firm with a different set of critiques entirely. Call in number here is 202-808-9925, 202-808-9925. We'll have news of my dad today. We'll talk about other stuff. But I want to lead with that, that we are the medicine. And what's going to be done to medicine, what's going to be done to science, what's going to be done to healthcare in this country is criminal. It's an abomination for all.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Appreciate you. I'm Jeff Smith. This is Tom Hartman Show, 202-808-9925.
How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and has really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance.com/Tom.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed. From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Distinguished television journalist Bill Moyers died June 26th at age 91. In his long career, he earned 30 Emmy Awards, served as President Lyndon Johnson's press secretary, and was a stalwart voice for democracy and democracy reform. On Being a Reporter, Moyers told a Chautauqua Institution audience in 2016, "I was hooked, and in one way or another, I've continued to engage the issues of money and power, equality and democracy over a lifetime spent at the intersection between politics and journalism." From 1964 to 1967, he served as Johnson's press secretary during the passage of the Civil Rights Act and Voting Rights Act. He was instrumental in the creation of public broadcasting, where he later reported for almost a decade. He wrote scores of commentaries for CBS and NBC and produced 70 documentaries for PBS. Democracy and democracy reform appears frequently in Moyers' work, including his Moyers on Democracy podcast and a companion book of speeches. When Moyers retired in 2017, he wrote, "Please remain vigilant and engaged as citizens in the civic and political life of your community and our country. Democracy is fragile, and no one can say with certainty that it can withstand the manifold risks to which it is now exposed." We've linked to his farewell essay and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants don't just work for us working guys. But when Bando rolled into town, Mando was ready to take all the odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control, say for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form. Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with code TOM at shopmando.com. Shipping always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with code THOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com. And we are back. Calls are lighting up. Call the number is, yes, 202-808-9925. Let's hear some of the brilliance shared here. Let's go to MJ, our friend in Seattle. Go ahead, MJ.
Good morning, Jefferson. I'm so glad to talk to you today. I have been involved in a movement that was it started to pique my interest back when Bill Moyer, who just passed, was working with Joseph Campbell, and they were telling people that there's a reality that people in the United States who are pretty concentrated on the physical and the here and now and so on. There was it's about telling healing through telling stories, healing through belief that then empowers your body and your spirit to really push through, to really do the work. And when I started in this investigation and reading all the books and so on, there was a movie that we saw. I don't think it had wide distribution, but it was called The Power of Myth.
I remember it was on PBS, as I recall.
Oh well, that's good. I contacted, because I didn't talk Tom last week, I contacted a friend, and I said, what was the name of that movie that was a stop motion animation? And so that was one. I don't think it had very wide distribution, but we saw it here on Bainbridge Island together, and there was an auditorium full of people, and that was before Bernie Sanders was running in primaries, and I just threw myself into that. And Washington set themselves up. We picked on the Democratic side to have Bernie Sanders And then when other places in the country said, no, we prefer Hillary Clinton, it was a tough decision to make, but we supported the Democratic.
What are you drawing from the power of myth, from the Joseph Campbell work, right? He's the guy who did the hero wheel that people may have learned in school, or maybe they learned it from the Bill Moyers series of interviews. Mm-hmm. What do you draw from it? What's the key takeaway you want listeners to hear about using story to heal, using the power of narrative to build movements? If you wanted to leave our listeners with something, what would it be?
If there's one way to fight what you sense and you know in your heart is a dark force, if you know there are people who haven't had their hearts enlightened yet and they are basically injuring their fellow human beings to expose them to ICE and to deliver them into the hands of oppressors and abusers. If you know that people haven't, then you there's a way to reach out to them with the information, with the urgency, and to turn hearts around and make we the topic, not me, mine, you know, or, oh, this faction that wants,
I get it.
Donald Trump's about to take the food out of the mouths of children.
Yeah. MJ, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the call. And I do think that story is one of the powerful. And I want to focus on today and the future rather than yesterday. But yesterday we did have some interchange with folks, including a couple of people who had voted for, at least one guy who was vocal about having voted for Trump. And so much of the focus, if we just focus on ourselves, and I conceded the point that part of my plea is thinking about beyond ourselves. Right, that is some of my thing. I do not make the case, go in and vote for your self-interest. That is not my case. I think when people say, oh, vote against your self-interest, I'm a Rousseauian. When you go to the ballot box, you're there to make the decision that you think is best, and you're trying to be a fiduciary for the overall thing. That's my thought. And I do agree with you that narrative, that story, can be something that gets out of our own fear a little bit, gets out of our own selfishness a little bit, and that can help us think about others. And MJ, thanks for your compassion. Thanks for your call today. We'll be right back. This is the Tom Hartman Show, 202-808-9925. It's an honor to be with you today.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the Tom Hartman Show. We will be right back.
Car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline online right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Sturgeon Spirits Distillery founder Carl Lowenstein into the studio. And the 4th of July is fast approaching, so we talk fireworks. Let's light it up. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. On Monday, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced that a sharp-tailed grouse hunt will be held for the first time since 2018. According to a press release, the hunting season will be held from October 18th to November 9th. Interested hunters can apply for entry into a limited drawing lottery until August 1st. DNR officials say years of conservation efforts have helped the sharp-tailed grouse population grow enough to support the hunt. More information can be found on the Department of Natural Resources sharp-tailed grouse hunting webpage. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning residents of increased enforcement on the water during July 4th weekend. The agency says they will join law enforcement authorities for the annual Operation Dry Water campaign, which seeks to prevent boaters from operating while impaired across the country. Alcohol consumption is the leading contributing factor in recreational boating fatalities nationwide. The Operation Dry Water campaign encourages everyone out on the water to remain sober for their own safety and the safety of other boaters. The Hudson man accused of killing his wife in March was bound over for trial in a court appearance on Friday. 54-year-old Chad Haworth is facing multiple charges in St. Croix County Circuit Court, including first-degree intentional homicide, mayhem, and aggravated battery. According to a press release, law enforcement authorities were called to the Hudson home for a welfare check on March 5th, leading to a standoff that lasted for hours before Haworth exited the home and was taken into custody. An arraignment hearing was scheduled for July 7th. A former Rice Lake woman accused of vehicular homicide in relation to a crash that killed 71-year-old Ira Luplow of Menominee has entered a not guilty plea to the charge. The crash occurred on August 14th on Highway 53. According to Barron County court documents, 56-year-old Patricia Cronquist is accused of trying to pass vehicles in a construction zone before crashing into an oncoming vehicle driven by Luplow. She was charged with felony homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle and entered the not guilty plea in a court appearance on Friday. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to the low 60s for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a slight chance of a late-day thunderstorm at a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold. How would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll continue to monitor the budget process both in D.C. and Madison. And what's worse for the holidays, ketchup or mustard? Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For all of your support.
Did you
you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Well, this just in, as if almost on cue, almost as if the forces that run this country right now were wanting to respond to my provocation at the beginning of this program, the United States Senate has just passed, and we'll head back to the House. The United States Senate just passed their version of one of the worst pieces of legislation in American history. I would be interested in anyone who has ranked them, particularly over the last 50 to 100 years, to identify the worst pieces of legislation that have been passed and where you'd put this. From 5, top 10, top 20. Be curious. There's, of course, some slavery legislation. It would get top, and by that I mean bottom scores. But where would this rank? It's now through the Senate. No block by Susan Collins or Lisa Murkowski or Rand Paul. Tom Tillis, I assume, voted no. I'm trying to get the final vote count. I assume it's a bit without that. I'm guessing that it's the same number as pass the procedural motion to allow it to go forward and go into the Votorama. Why do I say this brutal, bad bill, this horrific piece of legislation, is among the worst pieces of legislation in American history? Well, because it is. 17 million people projected to lose health care. 17 million people. That means hundreds of thousands in every state. Maybe a little bit fewer than that in Wyoming and Rhode Island. Over a million people in big, big states. 30% higher electricity costs because they are getting rid of renewable energy tax credits just at the same time that AI is demanding more energy. The same time that there are greater demands on air conditioners with the rise of climate change and growing temperature, rising temperatures in summer. Places like my town, which is now a double peak energy town. What do I mean by that? It used to be that in Oregon, we were a single peak energy town, meaning that energy use spiked once. And that was during winter as people were cold and they turned on their heat. About 10, 15 years ago, I think it was 10 years ago. My Pacific Northwest state became a double peak energy market because air conditioning was more needed in the summer. Places that used to be single peaks are now double peaks. Now people use a little air conditioning, using more air conditioning. Just at the time we're needing and using more power, there is less support and even intentional destruction of renewable energy sectors as just a giveaway to oil companies. Because they went to Mar-a-Lago and they promised huge money to Donald Trump's campaign and huge support for his agenda. And so the progress that has been made to start building an industry that will allow us to use energy with a little less guilt, with less long-term impact, with a little lower cost. Because, see, when you get rid of some energy sources, that means they have to tap into other energy sources more. You reduce some of the supply, and that means the supply that is there, particularly as demand continues to increase, the price will go up. Energy prices will go up because of this. Millions of manufacturing and construction jobs destroyed. There's one set of jobs to pull shale oil. There's another set of jobs to build solar panels, to retrofit buildings,
I would argue it's a good set of jobs, one we can be proud of. But those jobs are going to be gone. This is the biggest ever cut in American history in food assistance for families, for kids, and for veterans. The biggest cut ever in American history in food assistance for families, for kids, and for veterans. Let me say again, it is the biggest cut in American history in food assistance for families and kids and veterans. They are taking food out of people's mouths. Is this the worst bill in American history? Is it the worst financial bill in American history? $4 trillion in deficits, ballooning the debt. I never again in my life want to hear anything about the Republican Party being the party of fiscal responsibility. It hasn't been true for a long time. Most listeners of this program know it's been hogwash for a long time. I can't imagine anybody allowing them to say it with a straight face in the future. If there's any of ever that say anything about the debt ever again, they've got to be laughed off the stage. It is ridiculous. They have ballooned the debt every time they take power, and this time more than ever. In exchange for $1 trillion in tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires, you should be telling everyone who will listen that this is the worst piece of legislation, the worst financial piece of legislation, the worst economic piece of legislation, the worst piece of legislation any time in modern history. If you got another one, I'd love to hear it. My purpose is not to overstate. My purpose is clarity. It's a big deal. This deserves attention and retribution and response. Will require some healing from this if that can ever happen. Because some of the stuff it's taking away will be so terribly hard to build back. If you tear down the renewable energy industry, you don't turn it back on super easy. When you eliminate and get rid of some of the smartest people within the NIH and FDA, some of the smartest researchers, some of the people who help fuel American medicine, help fuel the American economy, help fuel American innovation, and you start eroding those systems, you don't get just to turn them on right away. They're tearing down America. I want to go to your calls, but literally the news came over the wire, over the break. The Senate passed the bill. There is no compassionate U.S. Senate now. There is no U.S. Senate that cares about the debt now. There is no U.S. Senate that cares about poor people now. There is no U.S. Senate that cares about the middle class now. There is no U.S. Senate that cares about the natural environment now. There is no U.S. Senate that cares about manufacturing jobs in those sectors now. There's no U.S. Senate that cares about the future of American energy. The future of American energy can't just be oil because it's getting harder and harder to get. I'm not an alarmist on that. I use fossil fuels every day. I drove a truck to get here. But I also like there being other options. And I know when I talk to people, I have friends who work in the deeper levels of AI development within health sciences and beyond. And they're very clear, well, what actually the drive to AI is going to require energy policy. And energy policy is going to require more energy because those servers take an immense amount of energy because it's so much computing power. And where are you going to get it? Do we really want to burn dinosaurs so we can ask ChatGPT a question? Does that make sense to anybody who's thinking about it? Does that make sense actually to anybody in the U.S. Senate if they're actually thinking about it? But they just want to get their pelt, they hang it on the wall. They just want to hand over their political contributors this gift, which is just a pox on American legislation that grinds down the historic reputation of the United States Senate. It's an abomination, this bill. It just passed. We knew it was probably going to. I went to bed thinking there actually might be a little bit of hope. And the reason I had a little bit of hope is because I'm a colonel fighting the last war. I remember when Donald Trump was coming up in his first term, and a bunch of the mainstream media, some people with big microphones, let's say legacy rather than mainstream, were doing these Richard Nixon retrospectives, doing these Watergate lookbacks. And I know in their brains they were thinking, ah, there was a would-be corrupt tyrant before, and this country set him aside. He was impeached and removed, and the American press played a large role, and that will probably happen again. And here are the lessons. Remember the lessons from Richard Nixon. Remember the lessons from Watergate. Remember the lessons from Woodward and Bernstein. Those lessons don't apply in the same way because the media landscape has changed. Our memories still taint our understanding. Our nostalgia clouds our awareness of what's happening right now, what's happening in the future. We have rested upon the laurels of activists and smart investments and pro-democracy work and New Dealers and great societyers and people working at the local level. We've sort of assumed a set of democratic principles, assumed a set of democratic standards. We can't assume that anymore. You didn't used to be able to do this kind of bill in the U.S. Senate. You needed some kind of some bipartisan something. But those days are not today. We have to rebuild from today. We'll be right back. This is Tom's show. This is your show.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
How shall we rebuild? What are our steps? What might you do? How might we start, even in our own adjacent towns and cities?
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the UW system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators get a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Yours now.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
If you're still tossing and turning all night, feeling edgy during the day, let's tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. We like the sleep gummies, and with over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, and you haven't found relief, make the change like millions are making to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and use promo code Tom. That's cbdistillery.com, promo code THOM, cbdistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. Thank you to the people who support this program. Benjamin, please finish what you were saying.
Jeff, what I was, I took note of what people are saying, and I'm more like on the libertarian side, man. I'm really looking at things in a way that that I can say America right or wrong, mm-hmm. Because I say that because it was mentioned earlier there about the Watergate scandal, about the Nixon presidency, but we also forget John F. Kennedy, who was a Democrat. Mm-hmm. He had the Peace Corps. He had,
Let me ask: how do you feel about the Peace Corps?
I think it's excellent.
Let me ask another question: how do you feel about Medicare and Medicaid? Do you like it when seniors and when people without health care get health care?
Actually, to be honest with you, I think there's a lot of there might be some fraud also with Medicare and Medicaid. No, don't you think so?
I'm glad you said that. I'll tell you about my, the short answer is not really. The short answer is not, as a matter of percentage, as a matter of scale, no. You've seen media, obviously, that has tried to say so, but you might not have seen the media that then said that most of that stuff was hogwash, that they went and found, oh, there's all these people who are dead getting Social Security, all these people who shouldn't be on the rolls of Medicare getting Medicare. Turns out they're not. And I'd, you know, use really reputable sources to find it, because actually there's far less waste in Medicare and Medicaid than almost any private insurance. I'll share you with a ride I had in a van. We were in a shuttle coming from the airport, and it was with a couple of nice people who owned a little insurance company, and they taught me a word. They taught me a phrase I didn't know, and I said, you know, what percentage of what you bring in as insurance company do you actually pay out in care? And the owners of this insurance company said to me, oh, well, the regulators want us to be, no more than a,
no less than a 30% loss rate, the 70% loss ratio, and we try to stay pretty close to that. It's not supposed to get less than a 70% loss ratio. And I said, what's a loss ratio? I was trying to think what a loss ratio would be. And he said, oh, that's the amount that we pay out in claims and care. So the insurance industry describes when they actually provide their service, when they actually deliver resource to people who need that resource, they call that the loss ratio, okay? Which means 30% is administration and profit. 30% is not going to the customer. Now for, and by the way, for Medicare and Medicaid, it's like 2%. The part that doesn't go to care is like 2%. The loss ratio, it shouldn't, first of all, it shouldn't be called the loss ratio. It should be called the investment ratio or the care ratio or the benefit ratio. If you go and buy a meal at a restaurant, what you eat is not the loss. What you eat is the reason you actually paid the money to eat it. Insurance industry is the only industry that makes more money the less you want to use its service. And Medicare and Medicaid, the VA does a vastly better job, turns the vast bulk of its resource to actually providing care. And I know that people who fund the right-wing movement would like you to think otherwise, but I give you here the facts. When you say libertarian, the reason I, if you find some of what we're talking about here meaningful, if you find the Peace Corps meaningful, I question your self-described libertarianness, unless you are a pro-government libertarian, in which, you know, maybe you and I are the same. But last word for you.
America, right or wrong, free will is very important, and the conscience of the American people is actually like the personal conscience of a person, you know?
How do you feel about, I agree with you about free will, absolutely. I agree with you about conscience. How do you feel when we pass the biggest cut to food assistance in American history? What does your conscience say?
The Invisible Hand by Adam Smith?
Sure.
There's always going to be an invisible hand, man. It's not that bad. It's really not going to be that bad. There are always going to be programs that are going to come across, like women-owned businesses, but women-owned...
You think there'll be women-owned businesses
either one. Like,
so 17 million people lose their health care and it doesn't bother you? America, right or wrong?
I'm not saying they're going to lose it, actually. You think that they're going to lose it.
No, Republican Tom Tillis of North Carolina and all the math that's been done says they're going to lose it. 17 million people are going to lose their health benefits. Does that bother you?
It will if there's nothing that will pick up the slack, you know?
What do you think is going to pick up the slack? You can have blind faith that something will, that invisible ghosts of the return of Adam Smith will magically help these 17 million people. But I want to understand what these magical invisible ghosts are going to do.
You do have a point. You do have a point. Don't disagree. I mean, that's what I want to wait and see, you know?
Benjamin, I hope that you will. You are obviously a person of compassion. I think that we can be together on figuring out a better country, not just imagining it's going to happen by itself. We got to do it. Thank you, Benjamin. We're going to break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I'm not into chasing trends, but I am all about stuff that fits right, feels good, and actually lasts. I've been shopping at Quince for some time now. In fact, my favorite sweater is an all cotton and cashmere sweater that just is so comfortable. And it looks great. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high-quality staples have become my everyday essentials. That's what I love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/tom, T-H-O-M, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. President Trump's budget bill passes the U.S. Senate.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being evenly divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative. The bill, as amended, is passed.
It ends several days of debate with Republicans pushing GOP holdouts to sign on.
They have spent all morning trying to wrangle the vote of Lisa Murkowski, one of the most moderate Senate Republicans up here on Capitol Hill. And so we're waiting to see what exactly moved her across the finish line.
Well, three Republicans did vote against it. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns on Capitol Hill.
The big question is, how does the House respond? As it's gone through the Senate, now it has to go back over to the House because there have been changes made to the Senate version of this bill. The House has to approve it.
President Trump called it the greatest bill ever passed. CBS News Special Report. I'm Steve Kathan.